Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malole Soifu, Malelangi Mama, Kiorana, Maloelelei, Fakalofalahiatu, Talofa, Kokumelemele Puka, Mel, Mai Teama, and Momo Lava Piki, Petato Tamana, Italangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manahaka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Mateola Matemaloi, Kumawe Gitato, Rocatino in Tato Tamahina Bene. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health.
Se kai mai ai lo le tama le i ga tu o la sa va ma la na tau tau ia le fa tua o ia lo fa i so se tangata ia au ni ta mi ia la fa lo ala le su ma dio le o le la ka le mai ma ia mana tu ma fa mo mo le tu o ia ma ta to te fai awa pe te le tu fo i mai ia lo fa lo ala le fa wa
Falava malo le lei ke ora na ni sambula vinaka i ora na taloha ni fakalo falahiatu ke ora tato kato toa. And this morning we are so privileged and blessed to have Elaine joining with us in the studio this morning. Elaine Yvonne Tunganga joined the New Zealand Police in 1995 and obtained following qualifications: Youth Aid Officer and Detective. Elaine is currently working as File Manager for Criminal Justice Support Unit New Zealand and first year law student at Auckland University. But as we do normally, first of all, we must give thanks and acknowledge God for his love and many blessings that he has bestowed upon each and every one of us daily. So therefore, we'll open our program with a word of prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, we thank you, Lord, so much for the gift of life and the breath of life. We thank you, Lord, that you have woken us up. We are reminded that many people didn't wake up this morning, and tonight was somebody's last good night. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us your Son, Jesus Christ. You have loved us, and we love you too. Father, please bless those that are listening in this morning. Whatever struggle they're going through, Lord, may you reach out your hands and touch them and comfort them, Lord, and to let them know that you love them so very much. Thank you for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Filled with dust.
welcome back to you, our beautiful listeners. You know, it is always good to sit here every Tuesday morning, and I do have this window that I look out, and actually it's quite calm this morning, but the sun is shining, which is really good, except I forgot to hang my washing out, so that's all right, it can wait, it won't run away. But I would like to introduce to you our beautiful guest speaker this morning, and that is Elaine Yvonne Tunganga. And Elaine Yvonne Tunganga, who is... I'll tell you her age anyway. And not so quickly now. She can tell you that herself. But she's from Samoa, born here in New Zealand. And yes, one of the things that she shared with me, she'd love to go back and serve her country, Samoa. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And again, you are listening to Elaine Yvonne Tunganga, who is currently the file manager for criminal justice support unit in New Zealand, also, and a law student at Auckland University of Technology. But there's so much interesting things that I'm going to be questioning her and asking her. First of all, talo falava iwani malolo soifua malelangi mama.
Talo falava. Good morning, Fali, and good morning, listeners.
Lovely to see you this morning. And how did you find the traffic on your way here?
Amazing, as usual. Yeah. Busy. But thankful to be here.
Yeah, she actually got here before me, so that was really good. And when she said she's going to be here on time, she was definitely here on time. The good thing that I can see with Elaine after talking with her, her family actually call her Elaine. But her school friends and work, they call her Yvonne. So how would you like me to call you this morning?
Elaine would be fine, thank
Elaine.
You.
Yeah. So Elaine, for the sake of our listeners, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning. A humble person?
Yes.
I think if anything, a family girl, very devoted to serving God and knowing, I guess, your purpose, but also honouring your parents as well by caring for them. Where I am the only girl in my family of four. I have three brothers and me. So naturally, I have taken that role of caring for mum and dad. And, well, I have siblings overseas, but I'm all right with it. Like, it's okay. And mum and dad are well. And I guess my dream is always to serve to the best of my ability, and also verily, I love being out in the community. I think that's probably why I joined the police, was that it just gave you that natural ability to be out there in the community helping others out in all sorts of circumstances. And and the other thing is just being true to me and just being true to my own faith, which is being close to God, reading the Bible to the best to my abilities, which is sometimes, but at least I do know that it's always there for you when you need it in your time of need. Other than that, South Auckland girl at heart, upbringing, being in Papakura most of my life, so a lot of established good friendships, close friendships with a lot of our families that were back then in the 70s. We didn't have many Samoan families in Papakura, so very quickly you established who were, and you all got to know each other, if not through our own church, it'll be through our sports. We all tend to gravitate towards our sports clubs, and so
very good, Elaine. Well, she's from a family of four, three brothers, and she's the only girl. And as she has said, it's an honour to actually look after her parents. What school did you go to?
I was at St. Mary's Catholic School, Papakura.
Oh, yes.
And then I was educated at Rosehill College.
Mm.
And then...
So you're a Papakura girl, eh?
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah, Perth awesome.
Crew is amazing.
Yes. Of
in
course.
Developing, of course. Yeah.
And also your parents were one of the foundation families that formed the St. Mary's Armour at Kalesia in Papakura?
Yes, that's yeah. right. Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I think back then when our parents migrated from Samoa, when they set up, they were like the first generation here in New Zealand. So I guess they needed to be able to support each other and carrying on what they were already doing in Samoa, which is supporting each other. So the ekalese was something natural that developed once you were drawn by faith, which is you all attended the same church. It was natural progression that they would start at ekalese. And back then we had about five foundation families that together it grew, and so we went from maybe five families to probably up to 20 families. And then as we grow older, everyone is then, the kids have all left and then gone their own ways, whether they've stayed in New Zealand or gone overseas. But the fact that it was their culture, Samoan culture, that drew them all together, and it was amazing because that was their support base to then, I guess, set up for when other family members come from Samoa, at least there was a support group.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm also noticing while you were young, with your choice of studies, what actually made you want to become work in the police force?
Yeah. I think the dream for me came when I was in sixth form. And I think at that time when you're a student, you know, when I was a student, you started to look at subjects that would assist you to make a decision for what's ahead in your future. So I needed to then find out if biology or chemistry was going to be my thing, because if it wasn't for my future career, then I wouldn't be taking it. So sixth form was a big year for me, and I narrowed it down to two career paths, and they were either be a social worker or to become a police officer. And so from that, I found the police officer was attractive because, one, you get to drive those nice fast cars.
Oh, yeah.
And also spend the other half of the day type thing in the office. So that was appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But once I did join, it was amazing. It's like you, it's your job to serve the community. It's your job to protect those, yeah. And it's your job to provide guidance. And a lot of the time you tend to also include some of your life experience and some of the wisdom when you talk to families and you talk to different people. Not everyone is the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn not to treat everyone the same, but it's a beautiful job. It allows you to grow as a person. It allows you to realize there are situations that your own family don't go through, but there are families that do. So you obtain more wisdom, and then from them you can then go to your next job, so to speak, and provide their guidance. Because yeah, it's a brilliant job. There's not one thing I could nail down to describing what it's like to be a police officer, but other than for me, just you be ready to serve from the heart.
Yes.
And yeah, and from there you can't go wrong.
No. And thank you for telling us and sharing with us your vision of wanting to be in the police force. I noticed that you said to protect and to serve. That's amazing. And you're the only girl and three brothers. Yes. What is it like being the only girl and three brothers? You're the boss.
It's amazing, really, when you're the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. They. I love my brothers. They help build you up to where you are. You know, they help you to be strong.
Yeah.
They provide things, it will guide you deal with things that you, you know, example physically, you know, that you thought, oh, I don't know if I could deal with someone bigger than me, but because I am the shortest in my family and my brothers are all taller, thanks to them, they gave me extra training. And I, but bless them too, because they taught me a lot about, there are people, men out there, they are very caring. Not all of them are violent, as depicted a lot in a lot of the salts. There are actually some really good men out there, and I know because these are my brothers. You know, they're awesome men, and I also give credit to my parents because through them, they also set us guidelines. I'm harping on guidelines, but yeah, through them, they taught us a lot. That's why we are here today. And so the positives, brothers are awesome. I wish I had a sister, so she could help me with my females. But that's okay. I have 100 cousins, so they're females. They're all amazing and help out too. So, yeah, I think any member of your family is an asset, you know, and heart-wise. And if anything I learned is that you could go anywhere in the world, but the reality is your family is you. You know, that's your heart. And a wise man told me, you could be top in government, you could be top in class, whatever, but if you don't have your family next to you, then how is that successful for you?
True.
Yeah, and so from that, I just understood. And family, you know, he goes, you get your, same wise man said to me, you can get your ugly family members, you can get your happy, you get your crazy, but at the end of the day, they're your family.
Right.
And you just take them as they are. It's just the way they roll. And yeah, and just that's all natural life.
And your father was a policeman?
Yeah, so I didn't know back then, but Dad had served in the Samoan police. And he said he only did a short period, and then I didn't know that, and hence probably explain why I pursued policing as a passion, and even more so now that I know my dad used to be.
Yeah.
Because I think as a kid you sort of love to be a role model or follow after your parents' footsteps, and though Dad did a short time, I did a like 16 years in uniform, and one of my dreams was to return to Samoa and serve in the police force, and an amazing opportunity opened up for me, and I did. I was able to work back in Samoa for 6 months, and for me that was my ultimate, just to be able to go back to Samoa and say, hey look, my dad left here for a better life, and I'm a result of this better life, and I'm coming back to help whatever training or stuff the police needed. That was my destiny, was to go back, and I did. And when I went there, I was like, yes, I'm going to find my dad's name on the role for the police force on that. And then to be told, oh, back then they don't keep roles. You just say that you're police, and then that was it. So I was a bit gutted, because I would have loved to have seen Dad's name on the, you know, recruit wing 771 or something. But I guess in my heart, I knew, hey, you've gone back. You've put back what your dad had left Samoa to sacrifice, and now you're coming back saying, hey, this is what my dad's done, I'm here to help you. And so for 6 months it was really good. I got to help with the recruit training then, and then help with some fitness programs, and yeah, just a lot of things that would have pushed me out of my own comfort zone. And I remember training with about 60 police officers, and they were all men, and I was like the only woman running next to them. And so for me, it wasn't looking at them as being men, but it was just me being prepared to do what it takes to help, and that, if that means you train the police officers, and so it means they're all men, then that's okay too, as long as you've achieved your purpose, which is to help them. And back then, I think fitness was the thing that they were starting to look at. So they, so I was able to help set up a gym for them, and yeah. So those are all things I would normally not have done in New Zealand, but in Samoa, you're drawn to serve even more. Yeah, you. It's like you awaken that you look at, hey, they need this, they need that, and you think, okay, that's me. Yeah, so Samoa is amazing. I grew up a lot there in the sense of I understand the sacrifices, you know, and I encourage some of our listeners that are like me, New Zealand born, please go back and at least experience the life that our parents lived. And I've never swept the grass on the lawn for 3 hours, and yet it humbled me because I didn't know that's what our parents did growing up. And so, yeah, it's just one of those calling. I went to Samoa back then. A lot of people go to Europe or something for a week. I went back to Samoa and I stayed there for a year and a half.
Right.
And I just, that experience was invaluable. And I take my hat off, firstly to my parents and secondly to my own family that stayed behind and continued to nurture our family in Samoa.
Yes.
I salute them too, because without them continuing to look after our homes, look after our lands, we wouldn't be able to go to a home. You know, if we all go Christmas, we wouldn't be able to have a home to go to if it wasn't for our cousins and our uncles and aunties that are back there.
Yes.
Yeah, so all those things I got to see. And yeah, and praise God, I started to go to church a lot, because they have like 100 churches in Samoa.
Yes.
And if anything, faith was so inspiring in Sa. Humble. And I've never seen so many amazing singers, just their singing from the, again, the heart.
Yes.
It just lifts the roof. You just, it lifts your spirit as well. And that's when I'm just like, I'm Samoan, because,
Well, listeners, I wish you could see Elaine in person. She's young and beautiful and also looking really fit. And she shared, talking about health, you know, good health. Like all of us, we all struggle with some kind of, you know, health problems, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally and spiritually too. But, you know, she shares a lot about her parents, her siblings and families, extended families, and especially to community in the kind of work that she's doing. She loves serving and also become a police to protect. And three brothers have taught her how to protect. And not only that, any parents would love to give the best to their children, as her father was also a police in the past, and she is very blessed to still have them, and she's looking after them, honoring God by honoring her parents. In that way, God will honor Elaine by honoring her parents. And so at this point, would you like to shout out to your parents and your siblings, your brothers? And this is to acknowledge them, shout out to them.
Yeah, I will. Should I acknowledge Mum and Dad? My mum's name's Elizabeth Tunganga, and Dad's Aloivo Billy Wingi Tunganga. And also my brothers, Mike Salah and Tina and Isaac, Mary and the girls in Perth, and also Dallas as well in Perth. Love and blessings to you guys. I'll see you soon.
Well, that's awesome. Well, our listeners, you have been listening to Elaine, who is also a first-year law student, and we're just going to have a music track. We'll be right back. Talohani and welcome back, Malo Lavale Soifua. Now, with Elaine this morning, I want to talk to her about her hobbies. But otherwise, Elaine actually passed school certificate, sixth form certificate, and completed papers towards arts degree at the National University of Samoa. And of course, currently, first year law at AUT. And she joined the New Zealand Police in 1995 and obtained the following qualifications: youth aid officer and detective. So Elaine is currently working as farm manager for Criminal Justice Support Unit New Zealand. And again, a first-year law student at AUT, University of Technology. I want to talk to her about her hobbies. She loves playing netball, rugby, and rugby league. Represented Samoa in rugby league. Love any team sports, really, and enjoy playing the piano. Wow. She plays the piano as well, and classical music, anything historical, buildings, history, and going to church. You play the piano? Oh, praise the Lord. It was a beautiful gift. Yes. And that's a beautiful hobby too.
Yeah, piano is it's just like another an instrument that you can have a jam, you know, you can just...
I guess
release stress or just have some time.
They're nice.
Yeah, so I just hit the keyboard type thing and I go into my zone. And it's just an amazing gift to have. And I'm very, again, thanks to Mum and Dad who paid for my piano lessons. It then allowed me to develop this gifting and music and then, and then continue it now to where I'm at.
So you're very active sports and... no wonder why you're looking so fit and you're looking healthy. And also the other thing I want to talk to you about, because look at our time's going really fast, because we're enjoying having this time together here with Elaine. Now, can you went to Israel, right? You actually walked and you saw where Jesus walked. Wow, can you please tell us? Our listeners would love to hear that from you, Elaine, that you actually went to Israel.
Yeah, I went to Israel. An amazing opportunity came up, and Mum was going to the Holy Lands, and it was suggested that I should accompany Mum in case something happened. So I said, yep, okay, I'll take Mum. It wasn't on my bucket list at the time. I think I had Disneyland at the top somewhere and with all the other stuff. But since coming back from Israel, I should have had that on my list like 5-10 years ago. It was just a inspiring trip. I've never been able to see, like, in the flesh where our Lord walked. You know, it was to be where he was born, to travel with like-minded people. I had travelled with Pastor Charlie Reed, and he was our tour guide, and his wife Rosita, and they're from the Papatoa AOG Church, and they have a Bible college called Agabi Bible College, and they have a tour once a year where they take a group of people to Israel. And I was really thankful Mum and I were able to be on that trip. Now, the trip to Israel, when you go, you just have to be open-hearted because you don't know what to expect. And what I learned from that is that when you go like that, whatever the experience is, you'll never forget it. Like, and one of my highlights was being baptized in the Jordan River. I thought that was really beautiful. Wow. I didn't intend to, but it was the in the end, it was my last minute, I'm going to do it type thing, and I've never looked back. It was beautiful to be in the water that our Lord was blessed and baptized in, and I was safe. I just said, hey, I'm in my Father's water, there I go. And off I went swimming up and down the river, doing my backstroke, breaststroke, because of that excitement.
Wow.
And yes, the water was deep, but it didn't affect me, because I looked at it as like, hey, I'm in my Father's waters. He'll look after me.
Amen.
And off I went.
Jordan
so,
River.
Yeah, it just brought so much joy. And from then, you just changed. Like, you can read so much about how you perceive how Jesus is in your heart, but you to go there, you need to feel him.
Yeah.
You know, be able to put the words of the Bible to the pictures by walking the footpaths, like we, especially Easter that's just gone, like that trip was the fact that you pretty much walked the pathway our Lord walked during our time of Easter. You know, you walked where he carried his cross.
Wow.
And I remember just stopping, taking it in and touching the ground, because those cobblestones, the road that he walked, is still there now.
Wow.
Yeah. So maybe the buildings have changed, but the fact that he, the pathway he walked is still there. And to me, that was just memorable.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That actually real that you walked the path where Jesus walked.
Yeah, and it was, and the other thing too, I learned, when you travel, like, you, regardless of what, all our different faiths that we come to, but Israel was the place that I saw all of us become one. You know, we all our faiths, we all united at all the different, you know, all the different areas of the trip, because one, we love our Lord, and two, we all read the same Bible. So naturally, we all ended up in the same place, and that showed me a lot. That for me, I look at that trip as long as you, are receiving faith in this form of being getting nurtured, regardless of whichever church you go to, but the aim is that you are nurturing your heart.
Right.
And that being in Israel, it showed me that. You know, and the Wailing Wall, the one that we see a lot on TV, where there's this massive-ass brick wall, about 7 feet, really high, and everyone puts prayer. They write on paper, and then they fold it up, and then they put it on the walls. You know what really took me, in the heart, was when I looked along the wall. It wasn't the fact that we were separated, like men on one side, females. It was the fact that all our faiths were all one. You know, we were all praying at the same point, even though we all were in different things. You know, Jewish, different faiths, Presbyterian, Catholic, AOG. It didn't matter, because we were all together and we were unified. And then I saw, you know, and that's how I learnt in my trip from Israel. Yeah, is that, that we're one. One God, one Bible, and one faith.
Right. Man, that's so awesome. The next question is, I know you have a lot to share. Are you going back to Israel?
Yes.
Yeah? really?
I just can't get enough. Yeah, I know Israel, I believe it's a, you'll know, especially to listeners, you'll know when it's the right time. It's an amazing experience. I think Israel is a place where that's where our faith started. And in order for you to help yourself, go to Israel. You know, you'll feel something. You'll be called to go and go. You know, please ignore all the video clips you see of bombs going off and people fighting. When we were there was nothing like that. It was like we were in New Zealand, peaceful and calm. The only difference was our buildings were different, and we don't have camels, and we don't have the desert like. But Israel, I'm going back in July. I said I'll help Pastor Charlie, and whatever my purpose is and goal, I'm honouring it. And so that's why I can't give you an explanation why I'm going, but I know I am going. But yeah, to our listeners, is that when it's time, you will go. But for me to share with you is that that's where our faith started. So sometimes we do need to go back and just to be where our Lord was, you know, like even to be where he was born, you know, and just to, kneel down and just kiss the ground, because I knew my dad, I was going, my father was born here, you know, wow, this is amazing. And then to be at all these places, even when he was finally arrested, all these places have become so significant, especially during Easter.
Yes.
But I bless my mum. If it wasn't for me looking after mum, I wouldn't have gone to Israel. And so that was, so thanks to mum, and thanks to her sister who gave us the opening to go, Auntie Feely. She was awesome. And and that's how we ended up in Israel. And the other positive, it was amazing, is that we went with 12 pastors and their wives. And that was, a really beautiful experience. I've been from the Catholic faith. Haven't had much to do with Faithy Owls in their Valekua. But this trip allowed me to share with them, spend time with them. And they were awesome. There's so many names I'd love to mention, but for now I'll just say the whole group. Our 2017 trip in November. But a blessing to them, because they showed me a lot, and I want to thank them for being able to have that experience, for me to share it with them, and we all shared a lot with each other. So it wasn't just from what we saw, it was being with others, and we were able to share together.
That's amazing, Elaine, thank you so much, because what's coming through for me, you are thanking your mother. You thank God for your mother, because it wasn't for her, you would not have been exposed to these blessings. And that comes by obeying your parents and honoring your parents and fulfilling their requests. And so in return, that you are blessed to get into the Jordan River where our Lord was baptized. That's amazing. And, the young ones that are listening in, how beautiful. I wish you could see Elaine. She's so beautiful and young as well and very fit, and also honoring her parents. And in turn, she's blessed, and now she's going back to Israel. Wow. Okay, I'll do a lot of thinking. Elaine, welcome back.
Thank you. I think just through being able to, I think because it took me an amazing transformation to come back and be able to share with my own friends, they're already booking to go to Israel this year.
Wow.
And I was like, and then there were a very good friend who, by sharing about the Jordan River and just amazing healing as well, she was moved. And I guess through actively sharing with others, you know, when you come back and they encourage you to be outreaching to others, sometimes just being sharing through with your, sharing with somebody, that's God's work in itself, and then moving them, that they are prompted to want to go to Israel. So, and these are my friends that I thought they don't go to church, and they all want to come to Israel.
Wow.
Yeah.
How powerful
and
is
they're
that?
Not Samoan. They're all Maori and Cook Island. So I guess God will show you where you need to be, and you just need to be ready. And don't count your coins, by the way, because I was counting my coins before I went to Israel. But now I know the bigger reason, that it's sometimes you take that leap of faith, you take that risk, and sometimes, this one paid off. I'm not going to say it didn't. It was amazing. And I was told by the pastor, Charlie Reed, that those that do go to Israel, they come back, they change. Like he said, there's not one person that doesn't feel change. But it moves your soul in a way that you've come back. You're not the same person like when you left.
Elaine, we're coming close to the end of our program. Yes. Time flies so fast.
Correct.
And please, what would you like your audience to take away, to take away, take home message from your presentation?
I think for me, to our listeners, be true to you, stay close to God, and be true to yourself, and don't give up, when there's times when you feel everything's crashing on you, and or you got this pile of lovers that come along, or your uncle or auntie, you know, all these issues that pop up, and yet you're, and it's got nothing to do with your where you're heading. But sometimes you stop and turn around and help, mm-hmm. because they're your family and they're your friends, and I guess you wouldn't be where you're at if it wasn't for them.
Mm.
So so be equally strong, but also be equally compassionate, and remember to look at, to those on the side of you and behind you, because you could be their answer, mm. the prayer.
Amen. Amen. To our beautiful listeners, Elaine's future goal is to successfully pass and obtain her law degrees and to be an awesome person. Life goal is to continue to share